Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Bee's Nest. I'm your host, Bee, which is short for Bianca, and that's my name. This is the inaugural episode of my new podcast, and I decided to call it Bee's Nest because, well, my name is Bee, and much like a nest, this is going to be a hodgepodge of different shit. Discussions, debates, ideas surrounding life and pop culture and everything in between. Is that a broad spectrum? Yes, yes it is. But as we go on, I promise I'll get the hang of it sooner or later. Today's show is sponsored by no one, because this is a brand new thing, and no one I know is dumb enough to take a chance on it. Yet. No one is dumb enough yet. As the episodes come and go, I'll be joined by different co-hosts from time to time to get new outlooks and opinions on the various things I feel like talking about that day. And that can be anything from pandemic TV habits, inappropriate crushes of years past, my issues with the Gilmore Girls, all the way into parenting, wellness, and body positivity. And that'll be the show. And I hope you like it enough to come back again and again. But today, I'm joined by a guy that I go way back with, Mike Reed. And he's a man who does it all. He writes, he produces, he talks. And he's going to have a baby, so he does a lot more stuff than that, too. Oh. What's up, Mike?
What is up, B? I'm super happy that I muted myself while you were doing your intro, because I was giggling at various points of it, and I feel like it would have ruined the beautiful flow you had going on there.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was magic. Yeah, man, we go way back. I love it. We've done stuff. We've done podcasts. We've done video stuff. We've done all the things back together again, like Voltron or some other thing that combines into things.
Like nerdy things that I know so much about. Voltron. Yes.
Do you have any context of Voltron? No? Yes?
I have zero. Like, is that the company that made the Terminator? Showing me up on my show, the first episode?
So Voltron was kids cartoon. Well, the thing is, I'm older than you. So I'm an old man.
Oh, the big
So there's two versions of Ultron. Ultron has recently been relaunched on Netflix, which is great. But old school Voltron was from, I think, a 90s cartoon, where these young teens were heroes and they had robots, and really to kind of combat things, they would combine into a big monster, similar to Power Rangers. So how you doing,
too,
man?
Too young for 90s things, Mike Reed. I'm so youthful.
It's okay. It's okay. I will help bring my age and wisdom into your universe.
Thank you. Not to brag, but I got carded the other day at the LCBO.
Ooh, how you doing, girl?
Not well. I did not have my ID on me.
Like, oh, shit.
I was like, oh, thank you. I have been using like a new serum, but it would just be really cool if you could just let me buy it. I'm so sorry. And I had to leave like a loser.
Oh, so you got carded, but literally had to leave as if you were 18.
Yes, she was like, you don't have your ID.
It's like,
that's against the law. I recently worked with someone who didn't know, or like just didn't get any Friends references. And it's like, that shit is on Netflix.
Which is, you know what? I can honestly say I would fall similar in that category. So I'd get some Friends references, but I haven't seen every episode to be able to know the episode everyone knows, like, but I've seen enough of it, like, over the years where I'm watching it or I'm in a hotel and it's on, or I'm at a friend's place, it's on. But I've never been someone that was like, ooh, Friends is on.
I don't think anyone is ever like, ooh, Friends is on. I think people are just like, oh, ambient noises in the background, spectacular.
Well, okay, yes. Like, I understand all of the character archetypes in play. Ross is definitely my least favorite human being on earth. And then
I like Joey, that you don't watch it, but you know enough to know Ross.
I've known enough that anytime I watch an episode, I wanted to punch this person in their face.
Yeah. He's trash. They're all, if you watch closely enough, like enough times that you're not really paying attention to the jokes anymore, mm-hmm. you're able to tell that they're all terrible friends. They're not people that you would keep around in your life on a daily basis.
No, no, no. I would keep around Joey. You know why? Honest to a fault. Doesn't have a filter. And you know what he's thinking because he's going to say it if you wanted to hear or not.
Yeah.
And if you need him there for you, he'll be there. Always down to get food and is there for you if you need it. He might not be able to contribute much, but he'll be there for you.
But it's crazy that we're stuck in a pandemic and you haven't gone through all of Friends, but good for you. What are you doing?
So, as you mentioned, we have a baby on the way. So I am very poorly trying to be prepared. And I keep on being told by friends of mine that you can never be prepared. Mm-hmm. You do what you can. You read the books you can. You buy the things. You build the cribs. You figure out life. And then you're thrown into a vortex that's in a different dimension. And you're like, wait a minute. But the book said. So as far as I know, I'm as prepared as I will be and we will be. So we're just going to move forward. But yeah, man, I'm just trying to work, be a good husband, eventually be a good father once this baby's born, and trying to build my business.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty decent pandemic stuff.
Yeah. What have you been doing, B? How has life been treating you in 2020 pandemic?
I've been watching a lot of TV.
Nice. I like it. So you've just been watching TV and getting some downtime while doing your full-time job and being a wife and mother and friend and daughter and all that jazz.
It's like Netflix is just on a loop in the background.
Go-goom.
Disney Plus.
Nice. Are you excited about... So, ooh, question about Disney Plus. We had Disney Plus when it first came out. We're like, yeah, let's do this. We were watching Mandalorian and some other show that was on Disney Plus. We're like, cool, it's good to go. And then we kind of said, there's nothing really interesting on here that we really care about.
Yeah.
So we stopped it. What do you think now about Mulan coming out on Disney Plus as a paid edition since they're not releasing it in theaters?
It's funny because I feel like I definitely would have paid to go see it in theaters. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, I am not doling out $30 for Mulan to watch at home on a platform that I already pay monthly for. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel bad because I want to give money to Mulan because I think it looks great. Mm-hmm. It's exciting that they finally did such a cool movie in live action. There's a bunch that we didn't really need. No one asked for Dumbo, but
yeah,
this one is like a cool, and they did it and it looks amazing. I'm always happy to see a woman kicking ass.
Well, that's the thing. They've now started writing movies like more in line with just the world around us, even though it's an older movie, or the actual story is being told from a different time period. Stories are built to teach. Stories are built to kind of be allegories. So if you're trying to send a message to youth through storytelling, you need to kind of make sure that we're doing what we're doing now, which is elevating a female character to be the badass that she is, not just a function of a interesting story to not give her a voice. Like, I'd be interested to see if they do The Little Mermaid, how they change that story.
Yeah.
Because there are so many holes in The Little Mermaid. It's just like, so she just decides to, like, literally give her voice away for the love of a man who she doesn't really know, which is fine as a teenager. Teens are dumb. Like, teenagers are stupid. I get it.
Yeah. I would have done that in a second.
Right? You're like, oh yeah,
that sounds great.
However, as a story for like young women, that's not a good idea. So if they do retell Ariel's story, I'd be interested to see what Disney does, if they fuck it up or not.
Yeah. See, that's fun that's your nitpick with that movie. Mine is like, no way is she making it all the way to the surface of the water with one gulp of air after getting her new legs from the bottom of the ocean. No, she's dead on arrival. She's not making it to the surface. Ursula wins 20 minutes into that movie.
Hmm. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
It's the logistics, man.
Or are her lungs still in transition?
Oh, shit.
She got her legs.
Do not come on this show to show me up, man.
Oh, I'm asking the question.
That's the second time, and I am
just asking. I'm just asking the question. I'm just asking the question.
So, okay. So what are you watching? Like, are you binge watching during this pandemic?
What am I watching? I'm watching a lot of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah. I watched Peaky Blinders for the first time right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Right. So good.
So good.
So good. So
do you watch? Are you a captions guy? Do you need the captions on?
No.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
Well, so you have to also understand my background is Jamaican. It's already a patois that's an English dialect. So my ear is pretty good with picking up things that are English, but not.
English adjacent?
English adjacent, which is the thing, right? I'm pretty okay with the twang of the Peaky Blinders.
A Peaky fucking Blinders!
Fucking Peaky Blinders.
I love that show. It's so good.
I've become a total captions person now.
Ooh.
Like, I turn them on for Peaky Blinders because a few characters, I would sit there and be like, what?
Understandable. That,
not even close. Mm-hmm. And now I can't watch. I watch Disney movies with the captions on. And if I ever go back to regular cable, which is like once in a blue moon, I'm confused because there are no words for me to read as I follow along the story. So Peaky Blinders, you're doing. Anything old that you are rewatching?
Yeah. So as far as the new things, I'm getting caught up. So this thing, I'm getting caught up on a lot of things. I'm getting caught up on The Crown.
Nice.
The latest season, The Crown. I'm getting caught up on a lot of superhero things. So Arrow and Supergirl and Flash and Legends. And so things one of the things where you're like, ooh, at some point in time, I've got to watch that.
Yeah.
This is that some point in time.
Yeah.
Like, we're here.
I've been doing that with movies. Mm-hmm. I finally watched Crazy Rich Asians.
Ooh.
Came out in 2018.
So good, though.
Mm-hmm. Finally watched Black Panther.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I know. That's the only superhero movie that I've seen.
I'm sorry. You'll have to say that one more time for the audience and
it's
for
like
my brain.
Iron Man, the original number one, and Black Panther.
You're hurting my soul.
Are my movies.
You're hurting my soul.
And I'm not going to lie. If Michael B. Jordan wasn't in Black Panther, I'd still just be like, oh, it's on my queue. I'm waiting on it. It's coming. So, yeah. Did you watch The Last Dance?
I did watch The Last Dance. Are you saying that as in like, we can bond on a show that everyone saw?
Yeah, let's just talk about the most popular thing to ever hit Netflix.
Here's the thing. Did you want to watch The Last Dance?
Yeah, I did.
Or did your hubby be like, we're watching this?
Well, so he was like counting down the days.
Yes.
And then he was like, okay, it's out tomorrow. I think it dropped Monday nights.
I don't remember.
I think it was Sunday nights in the States. Mm-hmm. Which he was so pissed about because then he would like see tweets about it.
Mm.
And then it dropped Monday nights here. And he was like, okay, so it's coming out tomorrow. So like clear the schedule. Mm-hmm. And at that point I was like, ah, but we're right smack dab in the middle of season two of Peaky Blinders.
and he looked like, at you and blinked slowly.
He's like, I will burn this whole shit down if we don't watch it. So we
watched understandable.
It.
Like,
and I did want to watch it. Absolutely. Forever. I'm fascinated by Michael Jordan and his drive. Mm-hmm. It was just, I think it was hilarious because I never paid attention to basketball as a child. Like, mm-hmm. It just, we weren't a basketball family.
Yeah.
And so everything that was happening, I was just like looking at my husband going like, oh, I hope they win. Oh, they're working so hard. I really hope it all works out for them. Scottie Pippen, he's so adorable. That's precious. Protect him at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's like that weird realization where you're like, whoa, is Dennis Rodman super hot?
Oh, interesting. Interesting. He did have a thing. There was a thing about Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. There was a thing about him. Yeah, it was incredibly enjoyable. Yeah. I had no idea. I think everybody knows about the MJ intensity, but, mm-hmm. you know, someone like me, who I didn't follow along, I didn't know all these inside stories, you don't know until you see it.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, my goodness.
And I was like, this guy doesn't really sound that much to, like, that very fun to work with. I really feel like I'd be on that team and just like, okay, can you tone it down? Do we care that much? We've already won 5.
Oh, my God.
I would have been traded. I would have been traded right away. Oh,
100%. You would have immediately been traded.
But me being compared to him, I took offense to that. That fueled the fire in me and said, okay, that's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
They would hate
it. Yes. I love The Last Dance for a different reason. It was more for me as a nostalgia piece of kind of getting behind the scenes of something you experienced in your childhood, where you experienced it which is great, I think, which is actually really interesting because you were able to experience it with fresh eyes. Whereas your husband, like, who lives and breathes sports, Rob, was probably like, how are you asking these questions?
Yeah, he was like, do you know anything about Michael Jordan?
He has amazing shoes.
Not even like the big championships that were like a big deal, just like 2 and 3. I was like, oh man, I hope it all goes well. And he's like, do you know anything? Have you ever heard of Michael Jordan?
You're like, yes, I love shoes. What are you talking about?
I was also really looking forward to an entire episode, like the whole 1 hour, dedicated to Space Jam. That is like my only link to all of these superstar players. They gave it like 5 minutes. When it started, I was like, oh, this is my time to shine.
This is what's up. I know everything about this movie.
And he filmed Space Jam.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On to the next one.
And I was like, oh, that's it? Cool. Me too. But I will say, like, watching it all with super fresh eyes, like it was honestly happening for the first time for mm-hmm. me, I was like, should we hang Michael Jordan posters around the house?
Right?
Should we get some of those shots of him dunking? Because I just feel just so hyped.
Let's do this.
Should we go to, like, the courts in the park and play? And of course you couldn't, because that was like early in the pandemic and you were go places. Yeah.
We've been all about the spud.ca. It's like a food delivery service, because going grocery shopping has just become a matter of like, why?
Yeah.
Like, are you investing? Like, how is your online shopping gone during this whole pandemic?
Oh, it is atrocious.
Oh, nice.
I order, and it's close.
Okay.
For all the places that I'm not going.
Not going, yes.
And it's closed, and it's at least twice a week.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a lot, Mike. And the worst part is that husband is also home, so he knows exactly how many packages.
He sees all those packages, yeah.
The doorbell rings nonstop. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, what's this? Wait, what's
Amazon?
What's this over here? And I'm always just like, I don't know. I think it's a free sample.
It's a free sample of this dress and these shoes.
This place beautiful is purse. Giving out jeans again. It's so weird. I guess I'll take them. I also feel that because I'm home and I'm constantly on my computer, I'm just always scrolling through social media and I'm getting influenced. I'm like, oh.
So you're not an influencer. You're being influenced.
I'm being influenced. I'm scrolling, going like, oh, daily drops to give my face a tan. Sold. Oh, a headband that looks like human hair braided. Yep. Put it in the cart.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm at least making a conscious effort to look for the influencers that give you, like, the code.
Discounts.
Yeah. It takes off, like, the 10. It takes off, like, 2%. And I'm just like, oh, see, saving money. Killing it. I need to do a cleanse of my timeline because I follow too many people that are able to post like immediate links to what they're wearing. Where they're just like, ooh, oh, just swipe up
and yeah,
you can buy this dress that I'm wearing. Here's the code.
Interesting.
Because I'm always just like, yep, boop, 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 boop.
I do want this right now.
I do. And I'm also like, I see it on other people who look nothing like me. And I'm like, oh, it just looks so good on her. And then I get it and I'm like, oh, she was like 6 feet tall, wasn't she?
Oh.
Oh, she had like a whole different skin tone and this color really popped on her. Oh, man. And like returning things that you bought online is such a pain in the ass. So I just eat the cost.
Okay. Like, so ah! What you need to do is start your own Bee's Closet store. We can buy things with apparently tags still on them. Because she's just not wearing them.
Yeah. Please, please do. So we were talking about TV things, and I had read in the news the other day that Who's the Boss is going to be getting a revival, because of course it is. Is there anything they won't revive?
That's tough. I don't know about Who's the Boss, but yeah, continue.
So far, only Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are signed up to it. Judith Light, as of yet, is not, and that would be like the hugest miss. That's what is going to tank it.
No, it's funny. I don't even know what that person's name was. I know who you're referring to because that's obviously the only other person is going to be the boss, quote unquote. But yeah, I wouldn't care if she wasn't in it.
Put some respect on Judith Light's name, please.
Judith Light, we respect you and all that you've done.
Don't appreciate you right now. is there anything from your childhood that you would want to see revived? Like, do you want to see these actors in their older ages reprise these roles?
On it shows depends.
That, you know, on a second watch, you're like, wow, the acting is kind of shit. Wow, the writing is not the greatest.
Okay, so only things where they hold up. So Fresh Prince of Bel-Air holds up. It just holds up. Like, it's still a funny show if you watch it now. So if there was, I can't see him doing this, but if Will Smith did a sitcom where it was him, his wife, and his kid has grown up in wealth, and him trying to kind of still instill certain street smarts and lessons that he had to grow up into, but his kid is... I'm a Rich Kid, would be interesting knowing that you could have all these cameos happen from the family every now and then when Uncle Carlton pops by or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That I think would be fun.
His kid sounds like he's basically Carlton.
No. Not a... Maybe you're right.
Because he grows up privileged.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the street smarts. He needs...
Doesn't have contacts and things. Interesting.
Maybe
he ends
Carlton's
up raising a little Carlton.
A little less sheltered?
Oh my gosh. Carlton's kid is less sheltered because Carlton realizes he needs his kid to be more whatever. Oh, you and I should just write the fucking episode right now.
I feel dumb that we're giving it away for free out there. TM. TM.
Yeah, as long as you say TM.
As long
to
as
someone
you
else's,
shout it into the void.
Mm-hmm,
TM on
someone
that idea.
Else's intellectual property. It all works out. It all works out. I think a really good comeback would be In Living Color.
Oh,
I think In Living Color is a much better sketch comedy show than SNL has been for the majority of their run.
Yeah.
If someone wants to challenge me on that, fight me on that, you're welcome. You can at me. Don't care. They just took bigger risks, which is what comedy is supposed to do. They had much better social commentary rather than just having stars be on the show to maybe be in an interesting skit or two.
Mm-hmm.
They had comedians who were doing funny stuff.
Yeah.
That's
how I always felt about Mad TV as well.
Mad TV was funny.
So funny.
They took some big swings. They took much bigger swings because they kind of felt like they had to as being quote unquote Mad TV.
Yeah. I think my problem with this challenge, which is my challenge that I gave to you, and as soon as I started like thinking like, okay, well, what shows would I want to see be revived? It's like practically nothing.
Mm.
I don't want to see people reprise these roles where they got away with a lot of things because they were young and cutesy. Like, the jokes don't always hold up. And I think of Will and Grace, like, mm-hmm. a lot of their jokes and stuff and a lot of things that they got away with on the original show was because they were young, they were kind of dopey. And then watching them try to get away with that same kind of shit at 50.
It's like, you're a grown-ass person.
Yeah, have you not learned anything? How are you still this dumb sometimes?
Interesting.
You know, and then stuff like Boy Meets World got revived into Girl Meets World. And it's like,
did they revive that show?
They revived it.
That's a bad idea.
And it's like, I don't want to see Corey and Topanga in their 40s. Mm. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, no one wants that. Like, no one cares.
I had such a struggle with this, and it's such a pain because it was my friggin' question. And I was like, well, why would I ask this if I don't even have a good answer?
It's a great question. I think you can pose it to the people. Pose it to the people what show they would like to see revived and why.
You know what I did think of? And it's not a show. It's a movie. Mm-hmm. And I would want it to be in the vein of the Karate Kid revival where they did like the Cobra Kai.
Which I want to see. I hear it's really good.
I heard it's coming. It's supposed to come to Netflix next year.
Nice.
So just hold out a little bit longer.
Okay.
Cool. I would love to see that kind of treatment for Bring It On.
Oh.
Right? Because Gabrielle Union. First of all, if they wanted to do a reboot and shoot it with teenagers again, she could be in it.
she would be the instructor. She would be the...
No! Have you seen her face?
She could be the
16-year-old cheerleader.
No. And you'd listen, be like, yeah. I know black don't crack, but still. She is old enough. She's not a 16-year-old.
It would just be like that thing where you're like, oh, they're getting like 20-year-old actors to play teenagers again.
Oh my God. I think you're stretching it.
I think you're stretching it. But yeah, that would be the idea for like the Cobra Kai type revival where it's like her and Kirsten Dunst are rivaling cheer squad leaders.
Gabrielle Union is damn near 50. She's 47 years old.
Doesn't look a day over 30.
I'm not saying she does. I'm saying it's ridiculous to have a woman in her late 40s playing a 16-year-old.
Did you even watch Grease?
No, I did not watch
Grease. Cha-Cha was 45 at the very least. They are
you mean
all
the original
Grease?
Mean like the original Grease? Of course they're all ancient, but that was the thing. Anyways.
They all have crow's feet.
How's this? Is there an actress closer to her 20s or maybe even early 30s that you think would be able to pull off that role?
Yeah, right, Zendaya now? Can do anything.
Interesting.
Zendaya. She was actually, I had an idea of like, instead of a revival, what if you just update the cast and reshoot an entire series? The scripts are all the same.
Shot for shot.
The scripts are all the same. It's just new people. And I thought about that for Friends and I was like, yeah, I would want Zendaya to be Phoebe.
Nice. I see that. Ooh. How would you recast Friends? I feel like you've thought this through.
You know that I have. I just need to preface it by saying that I know that all of these people mm-hmm. are so much better than this show would be, and they would never do it.
Okay. Wicked. Please. This is...
And like, the ages don't match up.
Fine. That's fine. No. I just mean...
characters don't match up.
That's fine.
I don't want to hear about it.
Sure.
It's just people that I love and want to see on TV.
Okay.
So Zendaya would be my Phoebe.
Okay.
And then because I love them together, Tom Holland would be Joey.
Tom Holland. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Makes sense.
Timothy Chalamet would be Ross. And I think...
Timothy Chalamet.
I think he would make you love Ross.
Oh, that kid. Okay. I don't remember what he's been in.
He was in Timothy Little Chalamet. Women.
Okay.
He was in Lady Bird.
Okay. Cool.
He's just adorable.
All right.
Nicholas Holt, who I just saw in The Great, and if you haven't watched it, you should, is my Chandler.
Nicholas Holt. He'd be a really good Chandler.
Right? And he could keep his British accent. I hate
Skins. Yeah, keep their accents.
People can be British. Yes, sometimes people are British. It's fine.
Here's why I know him. He's Beast in the X-Men.
You know what? I forgot about X-Men. I've seen the majority of the X-Men.
Yes.
So I'm cool. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family is my Monica. She's the oldest daughter.
Sarah Hyland. Okay.
And just because I love her so much and I would watch her just sit and read the phone book, Tessa Thompson is my Rachel.
Ooh.
You like that?
Tessa Thompson as Rachel. She'd be a good Rachel.
I mean, there is... I can't see her and Timothy Chalamet together because she needs like a real man, but...
I don't know. Maybe he steps it up.
Now that I'm picturing the two of them in my head, I'm just like, oh, no one would buy that. That's my friend's cast. They don't match up. They don't look great together. I don't care. I don't need the chemistry. I don't give a shit. They're forced to do the old scripts anyway.
I've got it. It's like Kamal Nanjiani.
Oh yeah, Kamal Nanjiani.
There we go. That's it. That guy.
That's your Ross?
That's my whoever is with. Yes, that's my Ross.
That's your Ross.
That's my Ross. Because he would match age-wise to Tessa.
Yeah.
And he can pull off like annoying, but you don't want to punch him in the face.
That's a great Ross. There's just people in Hollywood that I just always love to see together, and that's like Zendaya and Tom Holland are just so adorable together. I always, whenever I think of Tessa Thompson in a movie, I'm always like, oh, I hope she's in it with Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
I love them.
They have a very good, chill, casual, seamless chemistry. There's nothing so forced about it.
Together.
Yeah.
You're just like, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of things that you just get it.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, you had mentioned the hot husband of Lisa Bonet and that Mr. Momoa, I wouldn't even say Jason Momoa, Mr. Momoa, Khal Drogo himself, Aquaman.
Totally. All of those characters.
That she was his childhood dream girl.
Yeah.
And he's, for him, anything in the world is possible if he literally as a kid was like, that's my dream girl. One day I want to marry that person. And then literally marries that person.
Yeah. He did it.
What
a hero.
Mr. Robert Pizzo did not exist. So we're just gonna like remove him from the universe, so there's no issues.
Yeah.
So your awesome kick-ass husband just isn't in this version of a universe. So
all right, an I alternate miss you, babe.
World, alternate place. Who is your dreamboat that you would marry?
So this is like talking like from my childhood. Okay, because yeah, that was so the thing with Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet is that. He was watching her on The Cosby Show when he was younger. And he was like, that girl.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just fucking did. So when I was younger, watching stuff, I mean, it was obviously Leo DiCaprio. I watched Titanic 100,000 times.
Okay.
Always stopped it right before he died because
I didn't
need to know that.
Super cutie.
He's alive and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like the same about age-ish difference. Like Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are about 11 years apart. Me and Leo about 14. I'll take it. My problem is I'm about 2 feet shorter and 10 years older than the way he usually likes his women.
2 feet shorter and 10 years older.
Yeah.
He likes tall, young models.
Yeah, he's a Victoria's Secret guy. I mean, who am I? Hey,
everyone has their type, right? Everyone's got their type.
Everyone's got their type. His just happens to be the hottest woman on the face of the earth.
Hey.
Fair. Fine. So I don't know that he would. I don't know that he would be into it. I mean, you look at Jason Momoa and you're like, yeah, okay. If that guy came up to me at a party and was like, hey, I've always had a crush on you.
You'd be like, I've always had a crush on you since I saw you walk towards me.
Yeah. I've been in love with you ever since I laid eyes on you 11 seconds ago. Should we procreate? Probably.
Should we procreate immediately? Let's leave now. You. Get this taken care of.
My dude would be Leo DiCaprio. If he wasn't into it because I am not a Giselle Bundchen prototype, fair.
You're not bunching, huh?
I'm not bunching up. Sorry. My next pick would have been Nick Carter, Backstreet Boys.
That is adorable.
Are you sensing a pattern? Angelic white boys?
Adorable.
That Which whole is funny because you're of the hair,
married to like cut. A rugged dude. Like you're not married to like this wispy, pretty, I can't lift anything dude. Like you're married to like a strong dude.
Like dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Something, a switch flipped and I started.
You became a woman.
I became a woman.
And you wanted men, not boys.
Manly men.
Interesting.
Who would be your ladies?
So men. I was thinking about this. Ladies?
You don't have to put yourself in a box.
So super crush on Lana Lang from Smallville, Kristen Crook.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous human being. Like, I think she's Chinese, recently learned as I was looking up people who, because you kind of sent me things to think about. I'm like, I don't know who my crush would be. And I'm like, definitely her from Smallville. And I'm like, oh, her dad was Dutch. Her mother's Chinese descent, born in Indonesia. Her grandmother is Chinese Jamaican. I'm like, okay, boom, let's do this. And she's Canadian. This is why she's like beautiful and never ages, even though she's what, 37, like. She looks like she could play the same teenage character that she is now. She still looks like she's not that I want someone who like looks like a teenager, but just that she's just this endless youthful thing about her.
Mm-mm. What about pop stars?
No, I can't say I crush a lot.
Oh my God. That's unbelievable for me because I have a new crush like every week.
So early on, like I want to say teens, my boy sent me a photo of Sofia Vergara early. So like people know her now from like her acting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, she was just a model. My boy sent me a photo of this person. I was like,
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked she was a model. And I literally messaged him back and I was like, I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed that as my friend, you had not told me about this person earlier. You can't keep these things from me. How dare you? Because like she's gorgeous as a woman in her late 40s now. When she was in her like early 20s, yo, what are you saying?
People
and
like that.
Jesus. Unbelievable. 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 But yeah.
So you didn't know that she existed, but you would take a young Sofia Vergara.
Oh my God. In a heartbeat. I didn't know before, like I hadn't seen, I just knew her as a model. My boy was like, yo, you know what this person? And I'm like, I do now. Jesus. Fill in the blank walked up to you today. You'd have to make a hard choice about your marriage. Like, who's that person? Where they were like, hey, so I've been following your podcast. I've been following all the work that you've been doing. And I've divorced my wife to ask for a date.
Oh, he's already made such a big move.
Right? Big moves.
He didn't even discuss it.
Nope.
He just
met you for the first time.
That
would give you pause.
Oh.
Not that you'd do anything, but you'd... There would be 3 seconds where your brain went, wait a minute, let's not make a decision yet. And then you'd make the right choice. But there was like a 3 second pause. Who would give you pause?
I'm sitting here just like, all right, I got to give this some thought, as if I don't have Tom Hardy saved on my phone.
I'm sorry, who?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Okay, there you go.
Did you just do who? Tom Hardy?
I didn't hear what you had said. That's why I said who.
Okay.
But yes.
I thought you were just trying to be like really intellectual. Like, who? Who's this? Who is this Hardy?
Tommy Hardy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you know what? I think Rob knows that.
Who would be his?
J-Lo.
Nice.
J-Lo or Jessica Alba. And I've told
you
him
did not pause.
No. And I've told him repeatedly, if he has the chance, I would judge him if he didn't take it.
Ooh.
For the rest of his life, I'd be like, you're such an idiot. Oh,
that's
so,
a good partner.
Oh, you're so dumb.
That's a good life partner. That's like, listen, the odds were 1,000,000,000,000 to 1. And you apparently had the opportunity. I gave you the green light and you didn't. You're a bad husband.
I told you to do it. God, you're the worst.
Because then you would have had the story of, oh, yes, my husband had the opportunity to be with J-Lo and chose me.
I also think, too, it's fine to be like, yeah, my husband left me, but he left me for J-Lo.
Mm.
How I was never going to, I was never going to fight that. You know, it's fine. I get it. We're still friends. I get invited to their Christmas party.
We're still you would get the obligatory invite.
We go on yachts. We hang out. You know.
Would you be okay with your baby having J-Lo as a stepmom?
No, but I would just be like, ask if she'll like give you some of her clothes and bring them home. Just try to swipe a pair of shoes.
Nice.
It's fine.
I like it.
We would be like those like partners who were like,
yes,
friends. We'd be friends.
Well, that's beautiful.
I would force it on her. Who are,
oh my God.
You and Eva. Who are you guys leaving each other for?
Oh, I know hers. Hemsworth, 100%.
Which one?
Thor.
Oh, Chris. Okay.
Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Like, he's Thor.
I like how you said it, like, as if any other Hemsworth would come into contention.
I mean, come on. Like, the fact that you had to say which one was kind of a, like, crazy. But
I mean, Liam's nice looking.
Versus Chris? Come on.
And you know there's a third.
Who got cast. Yeah, and they call him the third.
His name is Luke. Did you know that? I did.
No. I did not need to know that.
I interviewed Luke and Chris Hemsworth.
Nice.
Separately, but yeah.
And if you had the opportunity, would you go Luke or Chris?
Obviously.
You'd Chris. Say Luke who is what you would respond.
So you don't have one? You don't have a person?
Oh, yeah. So as we're talking, I'm thinking about more, obviously, because I'm just like, oh, so one back in the day was definitely Lucy Liu. Like, hats off to Lucy Liu. She has an energy that I was all about. But now, probably Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, you're going young. Get it, Mike.
She just got get it.
Get it.
Hey,
Leo DiCaprio, is that you?
How old is Lawrence?
She's like mid.
She's 29.
She's 29?
She's 29.
I feel like people are just frozen in time from when I first saw them.
Yeah, makes sense.
And so if you ask me, like, right now, put money, how old do you think she is? I'd be like, 24.
Yeah, because you're still thinking of Hunger Games, Silver Linings Playbook.
Exactly. Yeah. First time I saw her at the Oscars, she was like 22.
I mean, and the thing is, I would just be there for her. I mean, I don't need to do anything else.
You'd be the Hollywood husband?
Oh, 100%. I'd be the best Hollywood husband.
Yeah.
Be amazing. I would, like, book. She wouldn't have to think anymore.
Just do that thing. What a dream.
You just do that thing. I got the rest of it.
Just do, like, the movie thing and The rest of it is
covered. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. We're covered. If you want to have a kid, no problem. House husband, locked in. Got it. We'll be on set wherever you want. When you want the photo op of you being like a good mom, no problems.
I'll have the baby clean and ready to go for a photo.
Oh my gosh. And Louis Vuitton will be great.
I don't care anymore, Mike. Okay. I'm ending the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy you're doing this. So I think it's be amazing.
Mike, this is so exciting. Thank you so much for coming on the inaugural Bee's Nest. You like that title?
I love it. I think it's awesome. I was first thinking...
don't come up with something better. I swear to God, Mike.
I was thinking Bianca Texera likes to wear a closa, but Bee's Nest is so much better.
Oh, that sucks so bad. Finally, you take an L. I appreciate it.
Most of my life is taking an L, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, so once again, you've been listening to Bee's Nest. Mike Reed was my guest. He's such a cool dude. Shout out where to follow you, man.
I'm at This Is Mike Reed on the Instagrams. Most things is This Is Mike Reed. Work stuff, business consulting stuff, MikeReedConsulting.com.
I can be found at the Bianca T. It looks like the Beyond Cat, but I swear to God, it has nothing to do with cats. And this podcast is at Bee's Nest Podcast. I have one follower. That's it. I'm ending this podcast. I'm pressing stop on the record. Thanks for coming on, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.